You keep stressing me. Thought we had the right recipe. But you wanna go in and out, drive through fast food. No, it's not good for you. You never grew up. Is that why you got that little boy attitude? Bet you live with your mama too. And you caught her responsible.
Hell nah.
You pay the bills, but half of the bills, they just belong to you. Man, that shit straight uncomfortable. When you gone, I'm not gonna remember you. And this song, the only thing memorable from our love, I wish it was different to you're unbelievable. I don't believe in ya, you're unbelievable. Swear with your hand on the Bible, but there is no trust in ya. You're a dog, you're an animal, Mr. Despicable. Lying, conniving, ducking and hiding, business as usual.
To your friend, you too worried about what you driving, but barely can pay the rent. I know you ain't making dollars, you ain't even making cents. Saw your little bag of weed and it was a stack of stamps. But thought you was smoking loud. Why so quiet then?
Ooh,
I need a drink right now. Pour me a juice and gin. You so extra, throwing a bag of din. Yeah, I messed up questions inside. Understand my perspective. You went behind my back. You so reckless.
You told me that you want me. That was a lie. That you never let me down, boy.
That was a lie.
You told me I was the only one.
That was a lie.
You're too good, you're professional. I learned my lesson, though you're unbelievable. I don't believe in ya. You're unbelievable. Swear with your hand on the Bible, but there is no trust in ya. You're a dog, you're an animal, Mr. Despicable. Lying, conniving, ducking and hiding, business as usual. You could tell them other girls lies, bro.
I don't believe in ya.
You could tell them other girls lies, bro.
I don't believe in ya.
You could tell them other girls lies, bro.
There is no trust in ya.
You could tell them other girls lies, bro.
You're back with All The Empath here on 101.9 CITR's Vancouver's radio station. Did I say you're back? Well, I always feel like you're back. This is a brand new week. I thank you for taking the journey with me. My name is Issa Arian, and I'm your host. We are broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam and Coast Salish territory here from deep in the woods. Live from UBC's campus. We do this every Thursday from 7 to 8. Tune in. If you've never joined us, welcome. And if you're coming back, we love you more and more and more. If you want to call into the show, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR for you people who have a difficulty remembering numbers in sequence. What we do here on Off the Beam Path is we talk a little bit about some local news. We talk a little bit about some national news. We talk about some things that I find interesting. Hopefully, we'll find some stories about animals trying to reclaim. But, you know, that doesn't happen every week. And we just bring to you news that will either inform you for the week, inform you for the weekend, which when I think of inform you for the weekend, that really just means, you know, is this something that you can talk about over cocktails, you know, maybe with your latest Tinder date, or you and your partner, you know, have ran into a what they call a dry patch, you know, maybe, and you need something to spice it up. Listen, we got a lot of spicy things today. Today is like a jam-packed interview. I mean, not interview, but jam-packed show. Occasionally, we do some interviews here. Usually on the days that I will not make it. However, next Thursday, we will be playing an interview. Also, later this week, we'll have Denzel. I mean, later this month. Technically, not later this month. Next month, September, we will have a new interviews from Denzel Curry, Lou Phelps. We'll have some Vancouver International Film Festival, which will be starting next month. We'll have a lot of interviews from there, as well as some movie reviews. So stay tuned, because we got a lot coming at you. You know, here we like to start off with the weather to get people just, you know, see what's going on. Help you plan your weekend. Help you plan your evening. Help you plan your week. Maybe help you plan your vacation. You know, if this is what you tune in, so you can try to figure out, you know, when's the best time to come to Vancouver. Today, be a high of 19 with a low of 11. And that will continue until the entire week. Next Sunday, it'll rain on this Sunday the 9th, Monday the 10th. The rain has been welcome. I don't know if you guys have heard or have seen or looked up in the sky recently, but the sky is now blue again. That gray smoke has gone away. And I can't thank it enough because I was getting really, really tired of the smoke and what I felt like it was doing to me. And not only me, but the mood of people. I know personally for the past 2 weeks I had been aggravated. And I don't know if that was Mercury retrograde or Pluto retrograde or Jupiter retrograde, but it's one of those things. Or the smoke was just causing me to be a little more irritable and, you know, just didn't allow for my full self. I will say, normally, I'm having like one or two of my electronic devices go out of battery while I'm here. Today, that's not the case. However, last Sunday, I lost my cell phone. And so, I had a great weekend. It was a great wedding. Like sometimes I don't, you know, here I don't really talk about what I do, but I went to a fantastic wedding and congratulations to the bride and groom. And afterwards I went out, got a little blizz and I had my cell phone stolen from me. It's tragic. I know. However, when you lose your cell phone, it is like one of the most anxiety inducing, like aggravating, frustrating moments for the next 24 hours. One, because you know that you're going to have to pay a shit ton of money to get a new one. You're not going to ever have the one that you just had. So you're going to be missing out on that as well. You are also eventually gonna have to replace it. You're missing phone calls. You're missing text messages. You're missing jokes. You're missing inside jokes. You're missing outside jokes. You're missing it all. And you feel, you know, you can't watch Netflix. It's hard to watch porno without having your iPhone. You know, it just makes your life so much more difficult. But then after 24 hours, you're like, you know what? I don't need all of that. I'm fine. I'm peaceful. This is where I'm at. I'm here right now. I don't have to be over there. I can be right here. I can manage this. If somebody wants to get in contact with me, they can do it the old-fashioned way. Throw a rock in my window. Yo, you don't know my window? You're probably not really my friend. Or, really old-fashioned, they can write on your Facebook wall. You want to take it back 2006, 2007, right on my Facebook wall. Let's see what you got. But no, yeah, I haven't had a cell phone for 4 days now, and I'm feeling pretty good. Haven't died yet. I'm here. I showed up here on time, late, but on time, anyways. But that being said, though, if you are listening and you are the one who stole my phone, I'm holding my middle fingers up, F you, from the bottom of my heart. And I hope that nothing good happens to you for the rest of the day. Listen, like, while it's okay to not have a cell phone, like, that's something that I have come up with. You know, that's not something that you have put me in this position on purpose. And frankly, the people who steal phones are literally the worst type of people because they know just exactly how much that phone means to people. It is way more than just, it's way more than just, you know, the phone, like that $1,000 that you spent. Like, it is, like, the one thing you can't get back from the phone is the pictures. And I know, could have uploaded them to the cloud, could have uploaded them to Google Photos. But why would I have to do that when I just think that there's just so many nice people in the world that they don't even need my shit? Give me my phone back. But anyways, if you are tuned into the show, thank you. What we do here is we go really down. So it's called Off the Beaten Path. Introduce you to new music. That was New Horsepower. I'll probably play it again, to be honest, because I know that you want to hear it again. Introduce you to new music here. We'll take this windy-ass road down my path. Just imagine like you are walking to Pacific Spirit Park, or that you are find yourself in West Van, and you know that at 8 o'clock at the end of this show, it is going to be at Instagram Station, and you're just going to know how good you feel. You're going to know how how good you feel from the inside. And the picture that you can paint in your mind is going to be better than any Instagram picture that you or I could take today. So let's just get into some stories here around British Columbia. Staying in the same idea, the Burnaby RCMP is telling people to watch out for phishing. Now, I feel like there's always something going on in Burnaby, Richmond with the RCMP. They always have some type of warning going out, letting you know that people are either scamming you via Bitcoin and some ransom shit, or they are scamming you via Bitcoin. When I say via Bitcoin, they're demanding Bitcoin for your silence or help. And this one is called a sextortion ring. This is, they have named it the sextortion ring, where someone randomly contacts you on Facebook or Instagram or something, and they basically say that we have a video of you, or pictures of you naked, and they threaten to release them unless you pay them cash money. Listen, I don't know who these people are, but if you get randomly solicited, someone saying they're going to leak your nudes or your sex tape, don't pay them any money. I feel like that is dumb. If you're listening here, don't pay them any money. Just don't pay them the money. I feel that we can start a new revolution where we can't be shamed by old nudes or sex tapes, because it's 2018. I feel like everybody's got one of those. Anyways, but not only does that, but it's just not a big deal. Two, you're not famous. Nobody cares about your nudes. Like, who the hell cares about seeing your man boobs or fupa? You know, like that. Like, nobody. Like, I feel like for the average person, if your nudes leaked, the most embarrassing person who could see them is possibly your parents. And you know what your parents have already done? They've seen you naked hundreds of thousands of times. Like, just let it go. Don't pay them any money. Also, once you stop paying these people money, you start taking away their power. And listen, and once people just stop fearing the idea that their nudes will leak, there'll be nobody to extort. Like, you know, maybe if you're famous, this is something that you have to deal with. Like, you don't want people to share your nudes because people will share them. Not because they look great, because they're famous. Listen, we learned that a long time ago when this hacker hacked into a lot of famous people's iClouds. Listen, not everybody is out there, you know, Pablo Picasso, you know, with their game up. And it shows. But people will send them anyways because people are famous. Like, if you're someone who's thinking about leaking someone's nudes, don't do that either. One, it's corny. You almost got me cussing on the radio this morning. Not only is it corny, but it's illegal. And it'll land you in jail. Jennifer Lawrence's and Kate Upton's leaker got 8 months in jail, sentenced a few days ago. Now, I think 8 months is kind of light, but then I also think 8 months is a long time. Like, how long, like I say 8 months in jail is kind of light for leaking, you know, famous people's nudes, hacking into their computers, and, you know, just really disrupting the sense of privacy, like the small semblance of privacy that these people still have in their lives. And you've ruined that, and possibly like done very much harm to their like mental psyche. And so I'm like, 8 months, that's not really a long time, but when you think about it, 8 months is a really long time, because I don't know, I've never been in jail, but 8 months sounds like a long ass time in jail to me. Now, we're staying in that same idea. Here around UBC's campus, UBC has been in hot water, not just recently, but like I feel like, I don't want to belittle it and say like every college campus, but most college campuses, almost all the college campuses have sexual assault problems. And when I say sexual assault problems, I mean they have problems where men are preying, either date rape or rape, just regular rape, or sexual assault. It's just, there is a culture of young people, you know, being in the same place that not just leads, but we have socialized to be like hypersexual. So boys, men, you know, believe that, you know, just hanging out with someone or being invited back to someone's house automatically it means you're going to have sex with them. And that's just not true. But I saw in the bathroom, they have signs that say, like, hanging out isn't the same as making out. It's our duty to stop sexual assault. Now, I understand. Now, I don't know what the other campaigns, the other posters say, but I've been to say that poster is pretty weak. Like, when I say pretty weak, I mean that poster is very weak. It says, hanging out isn't the same as making out. And then it says something about sexual assault at the bottom. Hanging out isn't the same as making out. Doesn't actually get to the root or the problem, or really help with solution, or it doesn't really help with the awareness. People are like, of course hanging out isn't the same as making out. And then they go probably eat the French fries or whatever. Like, it doesn't even make any sense. It doesn't make this type of connection. I feel whoever designed those posters failed at communicating. They should just say, I mean, I'm not going to think of campaign, you know, on the spot here. But I'm sure, 100% sure I could do something better. AMS could definitely do something better, because they have done good jobs other places. Like, I have seen advertisements where I'm like, okay, you know, they are really addressing the issues here, you know, like that. You know, they're really addressing what is actually going on here on college campuses, but saying hanging out isn't the same as making out, it's not going to get it done. I think the women on campus here deserve more protection than that. And not just women on campus deserve more protection than that. You need to do a better job educating men that say, like, maybe just because she invites you back doesn't mean you're going to bone. You know, like that. Just stop. You don't have those type of expectations. But that's my point. Like, we could do so much more. And so much more to be done. So moving on to the next story. I like it's a really light news week here in Vancouver. I mean, while the wildfires are still raging, like there's still a state of emergency. People are still removing, people are still refusing to move out of their homes, even with the fires still burning, you know, with this anticipation that the rain is coming and the anticipation that the cooler weather will help to temper some of the fires. But the BC Weather Advisory Committee has continued to maintain a state of emergency and even extended it. So if you are out in the, if you're listening and you're out in the interior, listen, take those fire warnings seriously. And, you know, it's hard to tell people to leave their homes, but hey, you got to make some type of decision. So, like, you got to make some type of decision. I mean, and for your safety, not just yours, but your family. Also, and related to the wildfires, if you have thought about adopting a pet or you have thought about, you know, saving an animal's life, this is your time. This is when you have been called. I think that they are waiving the fees for adult cats and adult dogs. Adult dogs are good too. I know people who've adopted adult dogs. They love them. Just like puppies, except for they don't poop everywhere. You know, they're potty trained. You know, go get you one. I often talk about how much I dislike some animals, but even me can see it in my heart to say, you know, these animals deserve a home. Instead of just euthanizing like tens of thousands of animals, you know, you can provide places for them to be. Or they could just let them go and we could see what happens, because I feel like that would be kind of interesting. See, you know, pack of wild dogs here in Vancouver to get rid of this geese problem. It could happen. Moving on to our next song. When we come back, we're going to tell you how I briefly believed I was dyslexic, and it led to a very, very funny headline. When we get back.
Riding around the town to kill my old bitches. Oh. Riding around the town to kill my old bitches. You ain't hold me down till a nigga came up. Why you want me now? What's the focus? Wait, I know you was pressing dial and my name came up.
Right.
I've been off it, I've been gone for weeks, still smell the setup. Put her on repeat, can't put no pussy on a pedestal. I be home a week, so for a week she instilettos. Call me when you need, only when you. Ooh, I've been off it, I've been gone for weeks, still smell the setup. Put her on repeat, can't put no pussy on a pedestal. I be home a week, so for a week she instilettos. Call me when you need, only when you. Oh, you headed out of town with your best friend. I ain't front desk, bitch, you ain't gotta check in. What do you call that? I knew you'd come back. I knew you'd come back. I knew you'd come back, back. What do you call that? I knew you'd come back. I knew you'd come back. I knew you'd come back. I'm going OT for the week. Double OT for the weekend. Got me a freaking she geeking. She talk a lot when she peeking. Speaking about life drama and the current affairs. Just bury it there. I got enough problems, got no worries or cares. Spare you a ear. And she think it's me on the internet. She don't know me, that's the internet. She just get high off my intellect. I just get high, tell her, give me Nick. My mind on this check.
You know what I'm saying.
My mind on this check.
It's no, I ain't playing.
My mind on this check.
It's money on mine.
My mind on this check.
It's all on my mind.
Oh, you headed out of town with your best friend. I ain't front desk, bitch. You ain't gotta check in.
You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR's. If you'd like to call in, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. It has been brought to my attention that I am a fool saying that it is difficult to watch porn without your phone. And I promise you, listen, I don't like watching porn on my laptop. It's very cumbersome to be laying in bed, like, trying to get comfortable next year. You know, you can't really, you know what I'm saying, do your thing. Also, watching porn on an iPad is scary. I don't know why. For me, it's just, everything's just too, it's too much. But anyways, so there's a headline in the Vancouver Sun. I think they did this to trip me up on purpose. I feel like I was attacked. They know the way that my brain puts together these letters, and they intentionally tried to trip me up because they knew this was a story that I would like to talk about, and instead it is one that I don't care about. But you should. A missile-shaped prop was found in Coquitlam and caused scares. It caused a lot of scares. It required the RCMP to shut down several streets and bring out the bomb squad until they found out that it was a prop. But when I first read it, I thought it said missile-shaped poop caused a scare in Coquitlam. And I, my imagination just flew open. I was so excited to talk about this. Like, you don't understand. I was like, listen, if they can make a poop joke in the paper, then I can definitely make a poop joke on the air. Because, like, listen, like, I don't know if you know me. Maybe you feel like you listen to the show every week and, like, you know, I really have a good understanding about who you are. And one of those things I like to do is make jokes at kind of dirty things. And I just was just imagining, like, what type of poop is this that people got so scared that they had to call the police? And not only did they call the police, but the police brought in the bomb squad. And not only did they bring in the bomb squad, but they shut down the streets. So there's police, there's a bomb squad to shut down streets all for this missile shape. Like, I'm like, wow, maybe alien flying by was like, you know what? I'm about to release my tank. Right, this trash planet. But anyways, it wasn't. It was a missile-shaped prop. So if you're out there buying movie props, listen, be careful where you put them. There's people out there who are scared and wary of what you got going on. We live in desperate times where people have no idea what's going on. And, you know, they need some semblance of regulation. And so please regulate your missile-shaped poops, props. Get them out of here. Keep them in your house. So the teenager who killed his father over Ferrari has been sentenced to life in prison. Now, this isn't like one of those crimes where I feel like will ever affect me, because damn sure not buying my son a Ferrari, and my son stole $100,000 from me. Guess who's the one who's going to be dead? Not this guy, my son. So if you haven't heard this story, Alexander Shevelev stole $100,000 from his dad, then bought a used Ferrari. And then when his dad demanded that he take the Ferrari back, he choked him to death. And the mother had previously held him on bond, but he was just sentenced to life in prison because he is seen as a flight risk because of his connections back to the home country. Now, the ironic part of this is I'm sure his dad was never assumed he was going to kill him. So he's probably, like, probably written in his will, because I feel like if you just got 100,000 G's just laying around, you probably have a will, you know, in the state or something. And he killed his dad, and he's going to go to jail, but I think in Canada, life in prison is, like, only, like, 20 years. And so when he gets out, he's probably going to get his dad's money and then buy another Ferrari. This would be all for naught. I mean, which sucks. I just don't think, I think it's crazy how anybody can steal from their parents. Like, you know, just the idea of, like, my mom growing up, I don't know if this is a thing for all parents, but maybe for my parents and maybe some of the parents, maybe some of my friends who had very, very similar upbringings. But, you know, those big, giant water coolers that you put into, you know, maybe an office, you know, like the where they have to be brought in by a company and they come in and they bring them and they put them in a closet and you can just store the water in there. And it's like the water cooler. Well, my mom had one of those. I don't know where she got it from because we never had a water cooler at my house. But it was filled with change in there. Occasionally, there would be some dollar bills, maybe a five, maybe a 20. And so when we would go to the ice cream truck or whenever my mom needed to send me to the store, she'd be like, hey, go get out a few dollars, go to the store, bring my change back, put in the bucket, cooler, whatever. Like, the amount of times that I thought about stealing money out of there were probably in the hundreds. I mean, of course, I was a little kid. Like, you think about, you know, what am I going to do? I might want to get a Choco Taco or maybe a Klondike bar or maybe one of those Super Mario's with the really, really bad gum as the nose, you know. This is before I was making my own money. I didn't have any money. My allowance was running short. I felt I was underpaid for my chores, but, you know, who are you going to strike to? Nobody. And I was like, man, I could probably get away with taking a few dollars. And maybe sometimes I got away with taking a few dollars. But I could never imagine taking like five out of there or 20. You know, I'm trying to count the pennies, maybe a few nickels that maybe she will never remember. Never. Because I can only imagine my mom killing me because I decided to steal out of her jar $100,000. Now, maybe to his dad, $100,000 is like a few nickels. It could possibly be it, but I just can't imagine anything with a comma, five zeros, and a decimal in it, you know, and a few decimals, a few, it's going to feel like a few nickels. Like, I could not imagine being that rich. So, couldn't imagine choking my own father either. Like, even no matter how much I don't like that dude, couldn't imagine it. But, you know that there's people out here living this lavish life where these are things that they think about. Stealing from their parents, killing them, and then going to jail. Good luck. BC Golf wants to know if they should allow weed on golf courses. Now, I say, I'm sure weed's probably always been on golf courses. Like, this isn't a thing. They allow people to smoke cigars. They allow people to get drunk as shit. They allow golf outings to go, like, where they're borderline, like, I don't know if you've ever been to, I have been to a few golf outings, and I've been to one golf outing in particular, I won't name it, but it was more like people golfing with escorts. And not like golf escorts where they're like, you know, like a caddy. This is more like an escort. And I was very uncomfortable. One, because I don't golf. So I'm just like looking around the whole time. And when I was around these people, I was always very weary of, you know, just what was going on. So I'm just like paying attention. But you learn that these golf outings and people playing golf, like some people are there for the sport, but most people are there for just being out 4 hours with, you know, a few other dudes drinking beers and smoking. And so I don't understand why they wouldn't allow marijuana on golf courses. One, it's not like it hasn't been there before. And two, why not? It's not like drinking makes you a better golfer or makes you a worse golfer. It's just, you just suck. When we get back, we're going to talk about how people are bringing heroin through the airport And I didn't know that was a thing. We'll be back.
Yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, shit, yeah. Shit, yeah. Shit, I've been cooking work on the east side. You ain't talking dollar signs, nigga, peace sign. It's a quarter past, gonna let you finna eat time. I be damned if a nigga finna eat mine. If your new shit sound, never be sides. Ain't never sure while I'm sitting seaside. Sipping my tie, beat side with my feet high. If a nigga talk greasy, get deep fried. You con Airbnb the condo. You know my whole family ball, then I'm Lonzo. New Kang, new rank, get a poncho. She just wanna give head to the honcho. Nigga, fuck your side, nigga. On my back like Jordan 145, nigga. Showing off in my city like a tall guy, nigga. Peep game like a legend sitting courtside, nigga. Got this bag over my shoulder, got these bags under my eyes. Trying to bag this little baddie, show me what's between them thighs. If they bagging on my name, guarantee they telling lies. Ask if I secure that bag, it should come as no surprise. I'm in my bag. Yeah. I've been cooking work on the east side. I'ma give you these bars that ain't free mine. And my flow from the heavens real divine. And my shorty kinda be like Kelly Divine. I just really want a little bit of me time. I've been free 2 years, no free time. Shoot 'em with a whole clip, then I rewind. Top five, so I gotta get a rewind. Mama's the motherfucking Brando. You gotta put me in a movie like Brando. Google Maps ain't no place that we can't go. I got a grip on everything you can't handle. This my side, bitch. Fuck your side, bitch. I've been talking shit, I think I found my niche. To anyone that wanna judge, I find my shit. Can't come around here without a tour guide, bitch. I got this bag over my shoulder. Got these bags under my eyes. Trying to bag this little baggie. Show me what's between them thighs. If they bagging on my name, guarantee they telling lies. Ask if I secure that bag. It should come as no surprise. I'm in my bag.
Back at Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CRTR's Vancouver radio station. If you like me and you want to hear past episodes, you can listen to them at CRTR.ca/Off the Beaten Path. You can find them at Facebook.com/OTBP20XX. You can find them on Mixcloud.com/OTB20XX. You can also listen to me, Horsepower, Homeboy Jules, Rally Rails, Jamal Steeles, and Malik when he comes back to school on Crimes and Treasons. That's on Tuesdays, 8 to 10. Or you can listen to us at crimesandtreasons.com for over 15 years of the hottest hip-hop show here in Vancouver. Also, if you're interested into listening or reading something that I'm going to write, we have the Vancouver International Film Festival coming up this year. It's like one of my favorite times here in Vancouver because you really get to see all types of worldwide. You get to see all types of films from all over the world come here. And some are debuted here. Last year, I saw Indian Horse, which was a really compelling drama about the life of a man who grew up in residential schools and grew up to be a hockey player, and where racism and this intersection of First Nations and Western European culture very clash. And when I mean clash, I mean you have to watch it, and you can read the review. And then you can make your own decision. But I'll be writing a few reviews this year, as well as some other friends. You should check them out. Also, check out the movies. This Sunday is the Victory Square Block Party. I will be doing a live broadcast from 3:30 to 5. You should tune in. Not just because of me, but also because we'll be having Some great live bands performing all day. That'll be a lot of fun. If you can make it out to Victory Square, definitely come out. But if you can't, you should definitely tune into the live broadcast. I'll be interviewing bands on air. I will be doing some pranks, making some jokes. I won't be doing any pranks, I'll be honest with you. I'm not a prank kind of guy. I'm a psych kind of guy, you know, not a prank kind of guy. I think there's a difference. Like when you get down to like the root, the fundamentals of the psych or the fundamentals of the prank, I think a prank is more, I am going to intentionally trick this person with this specific gag, and maybe it'll work, maybe it won't work. But you do it enough until you get enough people where you get your own laughs out of it. Like a psych is targeted, is a people focus, not gag focus. You know, you normally pick someone close to you, you know, and you reel them in. You get them really invested in what is going on. And then at the last moment, you tell them, psych. And then you got them. And the joke's just for you. It's not for nobody else. The Air Canada app was breached, and over 200,000 people had their data stolen. Now, I feel like this, like every week, somebody gets their data stolen. What's going on with that? Like, well, not only these hackers are not hacking, like, hack Sally Mae, steal my data from there, cause security breach, move a comma over to the left, please, or to the right. No. You know what? Move the decimal over to the left, like three spaces. I'm sure Sally Mae won't even think about like the little blip of money that they just lost. Do me a favor. So let's get into some like more national news, more news from around the globe. So if you have heard, BC is not the only place where wildfires are raging. Wildfires are also raging in Northern California and in eastern parts of California, as well as like Oregon and where is the east part of Washington? But I think those are done now. But while firefighters were out battling fires using their equipment and instruments to try to help save lives, homes, animals, and just acreage, Verizon throttled their data. So what that means is Verizon basically allowed the firefighters to use less data, you know, and which caused their instruments to not work to the maximum effectiveness. Now, if you've ever been anywhere, like, you know, I don't have a cell phone right now, and I'm cool with that. And I'm thinking I'll get in a flip phone and writing checks when I go to the grocery store. But, like, I made that decision. But if I'm fighting a fire and, like, we've all been very frustrated when your cell phone, like, you need to Google something and shit's just not coming up quick enough. And, like, you know, this is a heavy, heated argument you might be in. And you're like, God damn it, I need this, you know? And it's just not working for you, you know, or you're bored. You want to load Instagram. It's not working. Now, we've all dealt with that frustration. Now, imagine if you are wearing 60 pounds of gear and you're with, you know, your fellow comrades and you are trying to save the California landscape. And Verizon has decided that your fire department didn't spend enough money on the data. So they're going to throttle your data until they can force money. It's almost as bad as United and some other airplane characters. Yeah, they are effing characters, but companies jacking up, tripling, quadrupling the prices to fly out of Hawaii for the people who live on the islands. You know, when there's a hurricane coming, that is a true story. Last week, there were some screen grabs of prices that were like round trips from Hawaii to the mainland. And they were in the tens of thousands of dollars. And this is for regular economy fares. And I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't check to see if it was Photoshop, but I felt like it was the sources were legitimate enough where I could see that. And also, let's be real. Who who doesn't expect them to jack up the prices when knowing that there's going to be impending death and doom and gloom for the people who can't get off of the island when they can make a quick buck trying to get fly people off? We just live in that type of society. But however, the Verizon was causing the firemen to have some difficulties in their instruments in fighting the fires. And our society's trash. I mean, I feel like I have just come to this conclusion that it is just awful. And we have somehow let the most awful people run it. I recently had a friend who trying to bring internet to the communities, and people just simply wouldn't allow it. I mean, when I say bring internet to communities, I'm saying bring internet to low-income communities where it's just very easy to assume that everybody has not just a computer in their house, but everyone has internet in their house. Like when I was doing this mentoring and on the east side of Cleveland, what you learn is that, what you see very quickly is that not everybody has access to a computer. Not everybody has access to the internet. Like the cell phone is a lot of people's internet, is a lot of people's computer. And so people need to be conscious of that. And so when I say people need to be conscious of that, I mostly mean people need to care. But we have seen so little of that recently that it is kind of disheartening. Moving on to what people thought was a less violent way to play football. We have seen last week that the United States has found a way to make video games dangerous as well. So in Jacksonville, Florida, last week at a Madden tournament, there was a mass shooting. I don't know if you've heard, so esports has gained lots of popularity over the past few years, where we've seen so much. What is it called? So much investment. That's the word I was thinking of. So much investment in the past few years that the prizes have become in the millions and millions of dollars. And so Madden tournaments, Madden remains one of those games where people are playing for big money. And so there was a preliminary tournament to enter the nationwide national Madden tournament. And at the Jacksonville location, a man shot up the damn gaming studio. And his name is David Katz, not to be confused with the David Katz of Vancouver. So stop messaging that man. Leave him alone. He opened fire at a Madden Classic tournament, killing 2 and injuring 10 others. Katz was in the tournament but was eliminated. Now, this goes beyond throwing the controller. This goes beyond any of that. I've seen somebody get beat in a basketball game, come back with a gun. And I've also seen somebody get beat in 33 and come back with a knife. Now, never seen anybody die over it, but I could only imagine. What EA Sports is going to do is try to make these things more safe, but I don't think that sometimes it's up to EA Sports to make it more safe. What they need to do is make getting guns harder, particularly for people who have control issues. Clearly, if you are shooting over a Madden game, you have a control issue. When we get back, we're going to be talking about a few stories. We might wrap up a little early because I am tired. And here.
We haven't talked in months. Fun just isn't fun. I barely even eat anymore. And we don't cry for sleep anymore. There's something I may try. This drink doesn't taste right. It wasn't like our drunk nights, it wasn't like our drunk nights, it wasn't like our drunk nights. We haven't talked in months, for justice and fun, I barely even eat anymore, and we don't cry for sleep anymore. There's something I may try, this drink doesn't taste right. It wasn't like our drunk nights, like our drunk, yeah. But do you still think I'm funny, funny, funny?
Rock your hips, show me all that confidence. My purity is prominent, and this is sophisticated dominance. And I've been running, 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 running. I've been running around with all the doors, and she's so stunning, 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 stunning. I can see her coming out her pores, and it's nothing, 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 nothing to somebody like me. Somebody like me.
But do you still think I'm funny, funny, funny?
You know you love me, baby.
Funny, funny, funny.
Come
funny,
on.
Funny.
Come on.
Tell me, baby, do you love me, love me, love me?
Back at Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR, Vancouver's radio station. I'm your host, Issa Arian. And like I said, tune in on Sunday from 3:30 to 5. Actually, tune in all day, but starting at 3:30, I will be your host live at Victory Square. Come out, enjoy the day, maybe get some ice cream, maybe grab a beer, maybe bring your kids. Just enjoy the outdoors, and maybe leave your phone at home. Try it one day. You might feel anxious, but you might feel liberated. I'm guessing you're going to feel a little free. So people continue to say really crazy things to black people, particularly black candidates when they're running for office. DeSantis in Florida, I think he's running for governor, against Gilliam, a black candidate. He tells Floridians, don't monkey this up. And I feel like, you know, nothing really needs to be said after that. Like, I feel, you know, we try to talk about all of the ways that, you know, we have possibly moved past, but there's still people who can get on a pulpit or, you know, a stage behind a podium and say things like, don't monkey this up, you know, and then try to deny that they're trying to be racist at all. You know, like that, oh, well, this race had nothing to do with it. Bullshit, bro. Like, I am one to believe that, like, there's really very, very little scenarios where like, race is such a non-aspect that it is unmentionable. Like, I feel like in the history of the world, the history of North America particularly, not bringing race as even a possible way to not determine, but like possible way influence and a situation is irresponsible. And not only is it irresponsible, it's wrong. And it's usually made like, listen, like, I'm sure Gilliam wasn't just waiting for, he's like, yo, I just can't wait for this DeSantis dude to say something racist. Can't wait for him to say something. No, he just said it. And we can't allow shit like that. I mean, I know that we have Donald Trump as president, but, you know, we just can't normalize that type of behavior. And even though it exists, listen, you call me a monkey, I'm open hand slap you on sight. I promise you. You refer to me and my family as monkey, when I see you, I'm open hand slap you. I feel like that's just the only way you got to do it. Like, I try to teach kids, like, hey, you know, sometimes you got to walk away from things. Sometimes you just got to shake your head. I mean, and I'm sure that there will be a situation where, like, you know, I'm not dealing with this. I'm just going to call the police. But sometimes police don't solve the problems. So a few years ago, a police officer basically shot into a moving car who was driving away from a gas station, and killed a 15-year-old, a high school freshman named Jordan Edwards. He fired into the car, saying that he believed it was moving aggressively toward his partner when the officer, what's his name? They don't even have his name on here. Roy Oliver, sounds like racist, says he fired into the car and he was sentenced to 60 years, but only he only got 15. He's only going to do 15. This is like part one of those things where we've seen time and time again that these officers have gotten away with shooting unarmed black people, not just of grown men, but teenagers and kids. And this is the first time in a long time I feel like we've gotten arrested. So while this is never a win for Jordan's family. Like, he was a high school freshman. Like, you can't get that back. You know, you can't get him back. It does seem, this and some other things seem to be like, you know, these body cameras and these dash cams are working to, you know, to provide evidence in the favor of the victims. But it'll never replace getting their son back. And so that's the one thing we have to stop. We don't have to start convicting officers. We got to stop getting them, stop having them kill people. And the last story comes from hip-hop news. I don't know if you guys know, but Safari, who is Nicki Minaj's ex-boyfriend, he just signed a multi-million dollar deal to have his penis replicated and sold as a sex toy. And I just think, like, you know, it's really hard seeing someone live this life that you imagine for yourself, you know, getting paid millions of dollars to do basically nothing, just be born blessed. And, yeah, but I feel like, you know, what about, like, the people who have been doing that, you know, been in that industry for years and never got a multi-million dollar deal for that? You know, I feel sorry for them. You know, like, just an amateur showing up, getting money that should be yours. that's the type of life I'm trying to lead as an amateur. Get money that should be somebody else's. Being overpaid is my number one life goal. And I bit that line, but you know what? I'm taking it. It's mine. I'm out. Thank you for tuning in. We do this every Thursday, 7 to 8. Tune in next week for a very nice interview. I will be flying back from Chicago. So if you're in Chicago, come say what's up.